Hi there, Christoph Trapp here with the Authentic Storytelling Project. And today I want to talk about when we decide to live publicly and share our story publicly, what kind of effects that could have and what happens if something turns negative. So that's obviously something we want to think about because we want to all look good, right? We want to look like we know what we're doing. We want to look like we're using common sense. Everything is super duper. But of course we know that not everything in our lives always is perfect. And that's part of authentic stories, that not everything always is perfect. But what do we do when that happens? So that's something to think about before we start publishing our stories. It was, let me give you an example. It was July 15th, 2014. We were expecting our second daughter, Ellie, and it was a planned C-section, so everything was scheduled. There was no surprises. We, you know, when she was going to come. Of course, she could have come early, but she didn't. So we went to the hospital at 5:30 a.m. on July 15th, and I publicized a lot of things around the birth. The day before, my wife went to the final checkup, and she asked them if I could bring my iPhone into the operating room, right, to take photos. Because honestly, we don't even have a camera, and we really didn't want to buy one just so we could take photos, because we believe we could take it with the iPhone. Granted, you can hire professional photographers and they can take a whole nother level of photos, but for what we were looking for, we believe that an iPhone will be just fine. So they told her we could bring one in, and that's not a problem. That's what a lot of people do nowadays. So that afternoon, I posted that to Facebook and Twitter because, you know, that's the kind of thing I share, right, around how do you gather content. And that's just another piece on how to do that. So I posted that. So now people could have had an idea when we were expecting the birth to happen. Even though I didn't say it was tomorrow, but, you know, you kind of knew it was coming. Of course, earlier we actually publicized we actually shared the ultrasound photo and announced that way what her gender was. So that was months and months and months ago. So then, July 15th, we show up at the hospital, 5:30 a.m. Get ready, get prepped. You know, I just want to mention that if you can schedule a C-section, it's just so much less stressful than having to wait and all these other things. It's just, it was probably about as low stress as I could have imagined this kind of thing to be, and definitely less stressful than it was with our first daughter 6.5 years ago. So then we got ready, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out, and I put one of those suits on, right, because you have to wear them in the operating room. So took my picture, or my wife took my picture, posted it to Facebook, Twitter, etc., and I said, hair all covered up, ready to go. Of course, if you look at my picture, in case you don't know me in person, I don't really have much hair, so that's kind of funny. People laughed at it, which obviously was part of the reason I said it, because I thought it was funny. But anyway, so now people knew, right? People knew it was about to happen. I'm sharing my story. That's my own personal story on Facebook, Twitter. You know, we even posted something on kidsandtech.net, which is my 6-year-old's blog. So we are sharing what's going to happen. So I had some time to think and sit and wait. Even if you have a scheduled C-section, there's still some waiting going on. So I'm sitting there and waiting, and I'm thinking, what if something goes wrong? Put aside, obviously, that would be a devastating blow personally, for my daughter, of course, for myself, for my wife. But I've been living this publicly. Now, what do I do if something happens? Do I continue sharing my story. It's something I thought about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, while I was waiting for my wife to get prepped. Then I went into the operating room, and I thought they got me in there right at the end as they were about ready to deliver her. And so anyway, so they were working on her and doing whatever they're doing, and it just took a while. It took 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Yeah, honestly, I have no idea how long it took. It felt like 25 minutes, but I think she was born 7:45, 7:46, and I got in there maybe 7:38 or 39 or something like that. So it really didn't take all that long, but it felt like it took forever. And then one of the docs actually said to my wife, she's just taking her time to make sure she gets in there cleanly or something like that. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But why would you say that? Is it taking longer than it should? So I'm thinking, what is going on? Is everything okay? And I'm also thinking, you know, earlier I was thinking about what would I do if something were to happen? What do you do, right? Not everything turns out positively. So then the docs looked at my wife and said, do you want to see her come out? And she said, nope. And they said to me, do you want to see? I said, yep. I said, just stand up and you may even take photos. So I got my camera out. I thought that was a good sign, right? Everything looks like it's going to happen. Everything looks like it's going to be in order. Why else would they ask me to do that? I could see that would they offer that I could watch. And there's a couple cries and there's the baby coming out. Beautiful. A little slimy, but still beautiful. You know, and of course we took some pictures and the doc held up the baby and said, got it. Yep, got it. Thank you. So just beautiful. Everything is just fine. She's doing great. Mom is doing great. Everybody's doing great. But it's something to think about. If we share our stories, which I think we should, how do we react when they're not positive? When they're not really, when we're not that excited about sharing them? Something to think about. What would I have done? It's easy to say today, when everything is in order, what I would have done. But what I think I should have done is, had something happened that wasn't good, I would have still shared something. I think at some point it's important to circle back and share something that others might be able to learn from. Whether that includes how I coped with something negative, whether that includes certain things I've learned along the way, you know, anything that might add value and information to other people's lives. Not a rant, you know, it could have been something very personal I could have shared, but I still think that it is worthwhile to continue to share what we know and things that others can learn from, that others might enjoy in the case of something positive, right? So, something to consider. I hope everybody starts, and if you've started already, continues to share your authentic stories. I appreciate you listening. This is Christoph Trapp, the Authentic Storytelling Project.